Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark, and thanks for listening to this podcast at HoustonTexans.com. On Wednesday, St. Louis Rams head coach Steve Spagnuolo answered questions from the Houston media via a conference call.
Coach, how do you keep a positive outlook with the way the season's going? Is it something where you know you have talent in place that is building for the future?
Well, it's some of that. The other part of it is, my strong faith in God. My wife helps me out in that regard. I've been in the business long enough to know that whether you've won 12 straight games or 13 in the case of New Orleans and Indianapolis, or you've lost a bunch of them like we have, when Wednesday rolls around, it's always time to get ready for another opponent. That never changes. The teams that continue to win can't think about their wins or they're going to get beat. The team that struggles and loses can't be thinking about that because then there's no way they can win. So we have our rough times Sunday night when we lose and certainly through the better part of Monday. But that's once we get on to the next team, we tuck it away and we move on.
Coach, can you talk a little bit about the season Steven Jackson's having?
Well, yeah, I could talk forever about it because he's been a terrific example with regards to leadership in the locker room, his personality, and he's, mind you guys, he's an intense guy that's competitive that wants to win more than anybody else, and I know at times it gets a little frustrating for him, but he rises above that each and every week, and he comes out, gives a 110% effort all the time. He's been a little banged up, we all know that, but he performs on Sunday, and that's the most important thing.
Coach, how's your quarterback situation looking this week?
Well, we're still navigating through the injuries. I mean, Kyle Bowler has still got some tenderness in that thigh, and we're not sure where it is right now. We'll see if we can get him out there to practice today. He's also battling a cold, so he got a lot of things going on. Keith, if Kyle's not out there, Keith Noll will step right in. We'll get his reps, and we'll keep him tuned up. And, by the end of the week, we'll have it figured out, and we'll have a guy lining up there on Sunday.
Obviously, it was a tough game last week for Nolan, a tough situation there in his first game. But what can you tell us about him, maybe some positives from the game, and what you guys liked about him coming into the draft?
I think there's a lot of positives. I mean, certainly he'd like to have the 5 interceptions back. But, he comes out the first play of the game, throws a completion for 8-9 yards or whatever it is, and that's not easy in your first throw as a rookie. When he got the call and knew he was going to go, there was nothing but excitement in his eyes. He's a very composed guy, manages the game real well. The game was not big for him. I'm sure it was a little faster than he was used to. He remembers back in preseason, and there is different speeds in this league, we all know. I think the growth process, the foundation by getting in there and having those reps will benefit him greatly. And along the way, we'll see where he is in his development and see if he gets more reps.
Are you worried if he's going to have to play again, you're going to have two new starting guards this week?
Well, worry is not the right word. Only concern in that you got a short time to get those guys ready. But we got complete trust in the guys that we put in there. We've faced a lot of injuries and adversity. And when you do get injuries in this league, somebody else has to step up. That's why we have coaches. That's why we have so-called backup players. And they're always preparing for one turn of an ankle. They're in there playing. So the guys that will step in there will treat it that way. And hopefully, we won't fall back too far.
Your rookie linebacker, Laurinaitis, is obviously having a really good season. What do you think about the season he's having and also about Brian Cushing on the Texans?
Well, I tell you, we're talking about two quality rookies. I mean, both of them coming out obviously highly touted and played at two good, solid programs, obviously winning programs. And I think, I don't know Brian very well, but my guess is that, his experience at in college has helped him in the NFL, just like I know it has for Laurinaitis. I mean, James has been terrific. He's been thrusted into a role. It's very, very tough as a rookie. He's making all the calls for us. He steps in front of the huddle, gets the defense going, and yet he hasn't skipped a beat. He was there from game one, and I know going forward, getting all this experience in the game is going to help him tremendously.
A lot of people are talking about Cushing as being up there as one of the candidates for Defensive Rookie of the Year. When you watch him on film, what jumps out to you the most?
Well, I mean, I thought this when he was coming out of college. He can run, and he's passionate for the game of football. I mean, you add those two components to it, you're kind of describing a linebacker, a guy that can run, makes plays, and he's very passionate. I see that in him, saw that coming out of college, and I think he's playing that way now, and he's certainly having a good season.
Gary Kubiak said that Mario Williams' game against the Seahawks was his best game he's had in a while. What do you think about his performance?
Very dominant. Yeah, very dominant. He stuck out on the film, no question, and he's a quality player, and I'm sure Gary's glad he's got him, and I hope, you know, he's, it sounds like he's coming on right now, and that's maybe not good for us, but good for them.
Coach, how tough is it to prepare for Andre Johnson?
Very difficult. It's a decision-making process. Do you commit 2-3 people to him and kind of hang on with another, with the rest of the quality players that they have there, or do you not do that? Do you play the run? Do you defend him? There's all kinds of questions. Anytime an offense has a playmaker with the skill of Andre Johnson, the defense has to worry about him. And we'd have to pick and choose where we pressured if we did it all, because he can beat you, and the quarterback is good enough to get it to him. So he presents some problems, no question.
One last question, Coach. You got a local favorite on your roster, Donnie Avery, who's been really productive for you lately, it seems like. Can you just tell us about his development and you know, what he's contributing to your team this year?
I tell you what, Donnie is one of the hottest working individuals we have in this locker room. And the other thing about Donnie is, if he has a nick or a bump, when he's hurt, he doesn't want to be hurt, and he's always fighting a way to get back in there. I had to keep him way back in OTAs when I was first learning this football team. You know, Donnie had an injury, I don't remember what it was, and he was always trying to sneak back out there when he should have been resting. So I think that's a good quality in a player, that they fight through injuries. He's done that a little bit this year. He's had to fight through some injuries again, and he stumbled coming out of the blocks early this season, but he's really come on strong, and I think he's had a good season coming down the stretch here, and hopefully in these last three games.
Also taking questions from the Houston media was rookie linebacker James Laurinaitis, who talked about his relationship with safety Dominique Barber of the Houston Texans, and much, much more.
I want to start off asking you a couple questions about Dominique Barber, your old high school buddy. How happy are you for Dominique to have gotten back in the starting lineup and be playing so well lately?
I'm real happy for him. Dom and I go back to, we were 5 years old. And, I was always watching him, even when he went on to play at the Gophers, I watched him and thought of him there. And, Dom's been, basically like a brother to me. I remember when Marion went off to college at Minnesota, and his parents would drive to the road games, Dom would always stay at my place for the weekend, so we've spent a lot of time together playing football and hockey, and I'm just glad to see him doing so well.
Who's a better hockey player between you two?
Well, I'm the better hockey player, but Dom was way faster. I'm sure it doesn't surprise people. Dom was even faster on ice, so he was faster. He was like that guy on Mighty Ducks, if you've ever seen that could skate really fast but couldn't stop. That's how Dom was telling that. Pretty good.
I'll let him know. Do you guys keep in touch a lot, and what do you talk about?
Yeah, I talked to him once this week, and we talk every couple of weeks, and it's just kind of keeping up, finding out how he's doing, and making sure that he's doing all right, mentally and everything, and he's it's just somebody that I'm gonna be close with for the rest of my life. Probably be the best man at my wedding someday, and all that. So it's just keeping in touch with him and making sure everything's good, and what normal good buddies do.
Did he give you much advice this year, since he was in the league last year, and obviously he's had some family members in the NFL as well?
No, to be honest, all he really kind of said to me was just keep doing the things that you've been doing through college. Don't try to change anything. Just the things that made you successful in college, you try to carry those same habits and take those and kind of mesh them with what you can learn from the veterans on your team. That's all you can really do as a rookie. Use the stuff that got you to the NFL and not combine that with what these veterans do, and try to learn. So, really that's all he kind of really said to me.
What would you say is the most impressive thing about Dominique as a player?
I think Dom's a smart player. I think Dom's a smart guy, and it carries over. He was always a guy around the ball, and in college, and it seems like it's carrying over to the NFL. He's now makes a lot of tackles, and is a sure tackler and stuff. So to see him kind of doing that at the same level, especially coming out of high school, having that just that offer from Minnesota. I like stories like that. Of guys who have one or two college offers and then end up making it in the NFL. I always like following guys like that, and Dom's just another one of those.
What about as a person? What's the most impressive about Dom?
Oh, he's extremely extremely loyal and trustworthy friend. You know what I mean? He's a guy that, you know, if he says he's going to do something, you know, he keeps his word. You know what I mean? He doesn't back out of promises or anything like that. And I've always kind of found that admirable about Dom. You know, if he said, hey, you know, we're going to hang out later or whatever, blah, 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 you know, he's going to be there. You know what I mean? So he's always been, you know, extremely cool like that. And, you know, I think another thing is it's really hard to not get along with Dominique Barber. You know what I mean? He's just very, a very likable dude from any standpoint. You know what I mean? I know that you guys have Marcus Freeman down there, and myself, Marcus, and Dom all went to WrestleMania this last year, and now Marcus, you know, basically lives with Dom. You know what I mean? And now they're best friends. And I was talking to Marcus yesterday. He's like, you know, I can't wait to see you two play each other, because, you know, Dom's kind of come like my best friend, like you were to me in college. You know what I mean? It's kind of like Dom for me down here in Houston. So, you know, it's kind of like anyone can get along with him. You know, he's very easygoing, and you can tell he just loves the game of football and loves to play it for the right reason.
You guys doing a lot of trash talking this week?
Maybe a little bit. I'm sure if I better have a chance, you know, hopefully to get in like a safe punt against him, you know, if he's at wing on the punt, some situations like that. I might have to try to look him up a little bit if he's not looking.
Can you talk about your season a little bit? You've been having a very successful season yourself, but how difficult has it been, you know, going from Ohio State where you're winning all the time to what you're in right now?
No, like I kind of said to some of the guys up here, it's you just have to keep moving on to the next week. You know what I mean? You have to know and trust that things are going to get turned around, which I think they definitely will. But I think, you know, whether you win or lose, the way we'd be approaching, you know, this week of practice and everything, nothing changes. You know, you forget about the previous 14 weeks or so, and you just kind of move on. You know, that's kind of the way you got to do it. And if you dwell on the past, whether you're winning every game or losing every game, you know, all that does is hurt you in one way or another. So you just got to keep moving on. And Coach Spags has done a great job of just making sure that he sets an example for that. You know what I mean? He never dwells on plays or things that happened in the past. You know, you correct it on Monday in film, and you move on from there.
So the Texans played the Seahawks last week, and there were a lot of comparisons going around between Brian Cushing and Aaron Curry. Obviously, you're right up there with them, having a great rookie season. How much do you keep an eye on guys like Brian Cushing and what they're doing, and kind of like compare yourself to them?
I keep a pretty good eye on the guys that came out in the class with me in general. You know, I want to see everyone that kind of came out as linebackers in our class this year to be successful. You know, I kind of wanted to be one of those classes where it was like people look back and like, dang, that class of 2009 or whatever linebackers, they were a successful bunch. You know what I mean? And we can all kind of be named for our own kind of style of play. You know what I mean? And so I like, you know, seeing Cush doing well. I like to see Clay Matthews doing well. I like to see, you know, Miles Luger doing well. You know, I like to look around and kind of see those LBs making plays. And obviously, having Marcus down there and Dom, you know, I'm well aware of how Brian's playing, and you can see it on the highlights, and you can see it on the film, and so it's good to see him playing well. And I've talked to him a couple times this season, and always, you know, wish him the best of luck and hope he stays healthy, because he's playing some great football for the Texans.
One thing that's been talked about lately is, you know, the rookie wall with the season kind of coming to a close. Do you believe in the rookie wall? Have you felt like you've hit the rookie wall at all, or what are your thoughts about that?
No, I definitely think there's a point in the season where you really have to make a conscious decision, like, hey, am I going to keep, you know, taking care of my body and doing this and that, or am I just going to go through the motions? You know what I mean? Am I going to try to get better, or am I just going to coast? And I think it usually comes right around when your normal college season would end. You know what I mean? Like, something about that mentally, your body is used to kind of going through that clock. Like, for 4 years, you go through that same time, like we're always done right before Thanksgiving. So it was really like that week, I was kind of aware, like, hey, your body might want to, you know, shut it down this week. And you kind of took those extra steps to really realize, hey, you know, I gotta do the little things, like maybe extra cold tub, extra massage, make sure I'm eating right, get enough sleep, that stuff, to really have a conscious decision, like, hey, don't believe in that wall. And to be honest, I've never hit it. There was never a point, as some of the guys have described before, where it was like, dang, I just don't really, you know, how enough I can do this. Only a couple more weeks. There's never been that point for me. And, you know, maybe there are some guys, but definitely I wanted to make a conscious decision not to have that.
One last question, getting back to talking about earlier with hockey. You know, you don't see a lot of NFL players who are big-time hockey players as kids. Do you think that helps you at all as a football player, your experience as a hockey player?
I think it helps you, you know, with regards to taking angles. I think when you're, you know, Dom and I were always a little bigger than the average hockey player in high school, so we were dealing with a lot of small, quick guys, you know, and you got, I was a defenseman, so it helps a lot with taking angles, I think. I think hockey is a physical sport, so, I mean, anytime you have to deal with a tough sport, that's going to help your overall just toughness, and I think just overall competitiveness. But I think also, you know, what hockey did was it really builds muscles that, for me, are helpful in the sense that, you know, when you skate, like if you go, you could run a marathon and go skate just a couple laps around the rink, and you're going to be sore the next day because you're using a whole bunch of different, you know, groups of muscles in your thighs. And I think when you really, you boil it down, what does a linebacker do? They go side to side when they shuffle. You know what I mean? So you use the inside part of your leg, kind of like if you were skating. And to be honest, I've kind of found that pretty helpful when it's come to, you know, first steps and stuff. And you can always tell guys who skate in the way that their legs look versus guys that, you know, are just straight runners. You know, there's just a different complexion to it. And you know, sometimes also when you run, you start to go side to side at first before you start getting those things moving forward, too.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, James. We appreciate it. I'll pass along the friendly trash talk to Dom.
Tell Dom that he was faster, but he couldn't stop and see what he says about that.
Okay.